My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The larger situation, when I look at it from a whole team perspective of camp opening today, is this. This, in many ways, was my only worry about 49er football this year, and I do find it to be different than last year. You know, we talk about the differences from last year to this year, because either way, what are we talking about? We're talking about a team that was favored to win all of its games last year and is favored to win all of its games this year. Okay, so Chiefs me all you want, but everybody thinks the Niners are the best team. They were favored against them in the Super Bowl. They're favored against them in Week 7 this year. They're favored against them, favored against them, favored against them. Y'all think the Niners are the best team. Okay, so what's different this year? Number one, you know your quarterback is healthy. That's a good thing. But number two is a very bad thing, and that is money. Like, the 49ers this year feel much more like a rock band that's been around for 22 years than they did last year. And rock bands break up. They usually break up before they get into their age 40s and 50s and 60s. And the reason they do is because life has changed. You're not a garage band anymore that's trying to, like, see if we can get a label. No, you're like the damn dudes now. Every hotel is packed. Every set of DMs is there and dirty and offered, and the whole world is your oyster, and all of you are bigger stars than you were a year ago. A bunch of these guys, even the guys who were already stars, you're bigger stars now. This team is a huge deal, and every single one of them wants their piece of that pie. And I have a very hard time believing that that's not going to be inside the locker room this year. I don't think it'll be like outward. I don't think dudes are going to be talking to each other in the locker room like, hey, what you get paid? Like, they're not going to do that. But it's going to spill in other ways. You remember when I asked TJ yesterday, how does the Niner wide receiver room work? How do you avoid jealousy? Debo has been paid. Brandon wants to be paid. Ricky has been drafted to be Brandon's replacement. And then there's a bunch of other dudes in there too, trying to scratch and claw and get a piece. And Juwan Jennings is over here. He may or may not have said something on Instagram about Brandon. Like, that feels very complicated. And TJ didn't run from that. He's like, I don't know how it's going to go. We got to see how they handle it. That has been and continues to be my number one concern for 49er football this year, is all of that external pressure, money being a very big part of it.
And it's reared its head today because Trent Williams has not shown up because he wants more money. And he's got, you know, a couple of years left in his deal, and he's got no guaranteed money left. And so you're Trent, and you're thinking, I want guaranteed money. And that's the good thing about the Niners, is that Jed York can go into his coffers. He can go into that bottom drawer in the petty cash, and he can give Trent Williams cash and restructure the deal and give him cash up front and make, you know, whatever money they still owe him. They can make it still not guaranteed, but they can spread that out over multiple years, and you can prorate the signing bonus and all the rest of it. You could rework Trent Williams' deal, which is going to be what happens. But still, if you're Brandon Ayuk and you want what you think you have coming to you, and you see McCaffrey get a restructure and Trent gets a restructure and all these other guys are getting the money that they want, and the owner's already come out and said, oh yeah, Brock gets whatever Brock wants. We love Brock, and he's an elite quarterback, and you know, whatever the market dictates, Brock's going to get it. And you're Brandon, and you're sitting here thinking, I don't even want Justin Jefferson money. I don't even necessarily want Amon-Ra. I want the money that is market effective to what I've done already, and you don't want to give me that?
Well, I don't know what he wants. You know what I mean? Like, we act like we know what he wants. He wants what? Top seven receiver money, maybe. Does he want 30?
He wants
30?
More than what they're offering.
Yeah,
him.
Right.
I think we can say that.
But check this out. This is another piece from TK Show that I thought was relevant to today. Listen to Kyle Shanahan sort of talk about players and paying players, similar to the way that you walk through Target with a shopping cart and decide whether or not you want to buy an item based on what it costs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Listen to this.
I've heard the narrative that, you know, that we're ignoring the O-line stuff and everything. And if we felt the O-lineman was the best pick there, there's no doubt that's who we'd take. But there's some O-linemen there at the end of the first round that you feel they have just as good of a chance as the guy at the end of the second round. One's a higher prospect and might have a higher ceiling, but I'm too concerned about the ceiling. I want to know if he's going to be a starting left tackle, a starting left guard, whatever, a starting NFL player. And if you are a starting NFL lineman, I think we can have a good team with you. Now, if we have a bunch of starting NFL linemen, there's no one who can score points, we're not going to have that good of an offense. It's weird to me that, you know, I've never been on a team that was favored to win every game the whole year before the season started. And we've been that 2 years in a row. So what that tells me is people think we got a really good roster. Well, if we were drafting only O-linemen, we wouldn't have as good of a roster. And one of the biggest things that drives me crazy throughout my whole career is being at places that just draft O-linemen in the first and second round, because no one can really talk about whether they're big busts or not. Because you can be in a top 10 pick at O-line and be very average, and you'll play for your 5 years, and it won't look like a bust. Do that at a different position. You got to move on. You got to move into backup. And that doesn't always look good. We don't really think in that way. We don't have a philosophy to avoid O-linemen. We just don't have a philosophy that says we're always going to build inside out, because you got to establish that for the run game. You know, look at our run game everywhere. Look at our run game in Washington. I mean, we drafted Trent Williams. We had the fourth pick in the draft, and we thought he was worth it. We took him. Our left guard was cut from Denver. Our center was a practice squad player. Our right guard was a free agent that we got from Baltimore. And our right tackle we got off the street. And then our running back was a sixth-round pick. We rushed for more yards than the Hogs ever did, or John Riggins, and all those big-time Hall of Fame people. And that's, I hear you. I would love all those people. Like, we want O-linemen, don't get me wrong. But you don't just get to pick whoever you want. And that's why I always go back to, and we have been favored in every game for 2 years in a row. Our roster's damn good. I wish also it looked like we'd invest all the same in O-line. And then I feel like people wanted to ask that question. But I bet we wouldn't be favored in 20 or 34 straight games in a row.
Okay, so he's talking about the offensive line, but tucked in there is, I think, a couple of things. Number one, when people say, gosh, Kyle Shanahan is so damn arrogant, he doesn't care who the players are. He thinks that he can just call his plays and whoever's out there is supposed to execute him. Yeah, he probably does think that a little bit. I think that is what he's saying right there. He didn't,
totally.
He didn't ask for a star player at every position. He's asking for a starter. I'd like a starter, like a starting level player at that position. Okay, what is a starting level player at that position cost? So let's project from that answer that he's doing that at the wide receiver position. What does it cost to get me two starting wide receivers who are really going to be effective with what we do? And I bet the Niners have answered that and said, less than $55 million.
Exactly.
Less.
Less than $55 million. And you've got Debo on the hook now for 28. And if Brennan wants 26 or 27, then there you go. That's $55 million. And you look at the offensive line, and yeah, they drafted Trent Williams in Washington, and now you have him here, and you got Aaron Banks, a second rounder, and Jake Brendel, who was somebody you picked up along the way, and John Feliciano, who was basically a street free agent, and you brought him in, and Colton McKivitz was a fifth rounder. So you look at the way that they go about constructing their O-line, and I think that he looks at it in entirely in that same way, where you want to find guys at a certain value, and I don't think that there's value in two receivers making $55 million.
No, I loved his real estate comp. I bet there are Niner fans cruising around the bay right now going, there's no way in hell I'd give Brock Purdy $53 million. But you spent $5 million on a four-bedroom.
Sure. Because that's the value. I mean, that's what the market
that's
bears.
That's what it goes
for. That's exactly right.
What do you want to do about it? Now, I know that you can't resell your quarterback, although you kind of can. You could turn it into a first-round draft pick if you want.
Sure.
But that's, I mean, how often in life in 2024 have we had to do that? All the way down to the grocery store or a nice dinner out with your spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend. Like, that's what it costs?
Everything.
Yeah, I guess it does. So, okay.
Either you pay it or you don't get it, right?
Yeah.
You want a really good quarterback, but you don't want to pay the market value for a really good quarterback. Well, then you better draft a guy and hope that he, you know, hits like he has. And, you know, ask Green Bay how they feel about that, because they had a really good quarterback on a rookie deal, and now he's about to get paid big time, and that's going to change the way they go about things next year.
No doubt. No doubt. Is there any news on that today? Any movement from Jordan Love and the Packers? I heard some rumblings about it earlier, but yeah, I guess
we'll keep our eyes on it.
That is still going nowhere. But Trent Williams, oh no. Like the Packers quarterback is not practicing.
And the Cowboys wide receiver won. So, I mean, this happens all across the
league. They're going to get it figured out. The Brandon one is really, really spicy, though. It's a tough spot. For both sides, it's a tough spot.
Yeah, it's tougher for Brandon because it may be one of those things where you just gotta, as you like to say in your drop, I'm gonna eat it. He may have to just eat it because if they haven't had any real talks in 2 months, and that's what the report was yesterday, then maybe there won't be talks between now and September. And so you're under contract for $14 million and you may have to just play on your fifth-year option, and then go from there and deal with it.
I might have referenced the housing analogy, which is actually in a different sound clip. This is the quarterback market one that is a continuation of what he was saying here about the O-line. Check it out.
I mean, I think because of where the market's gone with the quarterback position, it's just the dollars, I guess that's kind of crazy. Those numbers, it's kind of like when I look at the real estate out here and how much houses cost, I didn't believe it at first because it's just there's so much. And then when you get out here and you, as long as it's, you can resell it and stuff, it's all relative. So it's whatever, but the numbers overwhelm you. So I get all that. But me as a coaching standpoint, I think about obviously how you fit into a salary cap, where it is going, but I don't get caught up on how much money that is. I get caught up on, well, that's how much a starting quarterback costs within the realm of it. I mean, but this is the market on how much a starting quarterback costs. This is how much a starting receiver costs. This is how much a starting tackle costs. This is how much a starting defensive end costs. And you start to see all that, and how do you want to balance out your team? What are the choices you get? And that's what you got to figure out. But do you play, are you happy with someone as your starting quarterback? If you are you happy with him as a rookie? Are you happy him on a rookie contract? Great. Are you happy with him when you got to pay him? Well, how do you compare him to everyone else? He's a starting quarterback in this league. Well, what does that cost? And then you look at it, and that's kind of where I keep it. I don't try to say that's so much more than it used to be. I try to look at it as that's just the market. Now you got to figure it from an organizational standpoint, the cash, all that stuff, which is a huge deal. And that's why I listen to those conversations. I get involved in those conversations, but I also know that is not my area of expertise.
Speak on it, Kyle. You ever tried to get one of those big things of orange juice now at the grocery store? You ever get, like, the big ones?
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you got a family and they like smoothies? Why? It's $9.50.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? Not have smoothies?
Plant your own orange tree.
I'm with you, Kyle. It stinks. But it is all relative.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!